What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 6th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And actually for a Friday, especially after a holiday, it's been a very, very busy news day. We've got just oodles and oodles of stuff in the talking points here. So let's get right on into it. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And because she was with us on the 4th of July, the lady Claire is not going to be with us in hour number three today. Those of you watching on YouTube can see that we have not reconfigured the room here. She's taking the day to work on some of her music. She's writing a new original piece for her church choirs, and that's a good thing for her to be doing right now. And so let's get on into the news here. Now, do you remember that big stink that happened down in San Antonio, Texas at a Whataburger, where this 16-year-old kid, Hunter Richard, was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and this 30-year-old gentleman threw his drink into the kid's face and then grabbed the hat, including some of the kid's head, and ran out of the Whataburger. But somebody got it on video, and it went viral, and here's the follow-up. The man was recognized and identified as Kino Jimenez by his own employer, who...
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't drop...
Okay.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, August 17th, 2018. Yes, this is a live broadcast, and we had a little technical difficulty getting started on time. But we are here, and we are live, and... obviously, the lovely Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three. And next Wednesday, we're going to have Layla from Ontario. We're going to give her the third hour. A lot of people have written into me that they're very impressed with her knowledge of history of the Middle East. And so we're just going to let her go for an hour and share what she knows with us. Thursday, Don Wiskin of Extendivite is going to be our third hour guest, talking about this very excellent product for those of you who are health conscious. So let's get into the news here, starting with Syria. As you know, they're getting ready for what they're calling the battle for Idlib. And this is probably going to be basically the end of the Syrian war, barring an escalation by the United States for some made-up fantasy reason of Assad is passing wind in elevators or something. But apparently the 5th Assault Corps will participate in this battle for Idlib. And militant groups operating in western Syria have declared the villages of Baines, Birna, Al-Otamaniyah, Hawai al-Is, Tel Bajir, Jadida, Zumer, and Jizriya part of a military zone and ordered civilians to leave the area within 48 hours. So that looks like that's where the front lines are going to be set up. And apparently these militant groups are getting ready to fend off the advance of the Syrian Arab Army. But considering how well the Syrian Arab Army's been doing, I don't think they're going to really have a lot of luck. These troops are experienced. They've been fighting this war for like 7 years. They're battle-hardened. Meanwhile, there is a report coming out of Blacklisted News. The U.S. still wants regime change. They're unwilling to admit to themselves, let alone the rest of the world, they have failed to accomplish their objective in Syria. Short version, they lost this one. And the U.S. is still trying to find a reason to stay in Syria and go on supplying ISIS and al-Qaeda. And this report is basically saying that the Pentagon is drastically overestimating the number of ISIS remaining within Syria in order to justify a continued U.S. occupation, because that's their new excuse. Oh, we have to stay in Syria to prevent the rise of ISIS, and ISIS is everywhere. ISIS is hiding underneath your bed. ISIS is hiding in your bedroom closet. ISIS is stealing socks out of your dryer. And there's just ISIS everywhere. Well, no, they've been caught in yet another lie. Meanwhile, up in Raqqa, they have found yet another mass grave containing the bodies of civilians killed in U.S. air raids. And it's a small grave, but still in all, every single civilian killed, that's a war crime. Now, down in Palmyra, residents fear returning home, not because of the presence of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but because of the U.S. forces. They're more afraid of atrocities by the U.S. forces than by ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And very few people have returned already, only 200 families. And people are worried about returning to Palmyra because they're close to the U.S. base at Al-Tanf. So Syrians are going to feel secure only after ISIS is eliminated and the U.S. leaves Syria, which is, of course, what the Syrian government wants. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Over at the State Department, they have named a special representative for Iran. And basically, Brian Hook has the job. He's the special representative for Iran. He's a top policy advisor within the State Department. And before the U.S. withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal, he'd been advising the administration to work on getting an addendum to the deal as opposed to simply withdrawing. And the addendum, of course, would have covered those long-range missiles that Israel doesn't think Iran ought to have in order to make it easier to invade them here. So, obviously, despite having lost in Syria, despite the fact that they're stuck both in Iraq and in Afghanistan, the plan to invade Iran apparently is still on the table, or to try and regime change it. And by the way, that isn't working out all that well. Apparently, the people in Iran remember what happened back in 2009 when the U.S. Ginned up a color revolution to try and topple Ahmadinejad. And it began to fall apart. They made two tactical mistakes. When they displayed the new flag of the Iranian Republic, it turned out to be the flag of the Shah of Iran. And the people of Iran have got a very bad memory of him. And the second was when the son of the Shah came on out and announced that he was ready to resume the peacock throne, which doesn't make it sound like they were planning a republic anyway. And apparently the son of the Shah is still out there, and he is basically making a lot of noise about getting rid of the Islamic government, forgetting that the Iranian people chose that government for themselves. But gosh darn it, we have to force those Iranians to live the way we do, because we're exceptional. Down in Yemen, they've had a mass funeral for all the kids who were killed on that attack on the bus. 51 coffins. And it was a massive funeral procession. A lot of people showed up. Now, the Houthis are out there saying that this new child killing in Yemen is a disgrace to Saudi Arabia and the United States. And yes, it is. It is. It's a disgrace to Saudi Arabia for having carried out the strike on a public marketplace of no military value whatsoever. And, of course, the United States, who's the main arms supplier to Saudi Arabia, and who is really ultimately behind Saudi Arabia's going into Yemen. Because the U.S. had an intervention some years ago, and they put in a puppet ruler, and the people of Yemen didn't like puppet rulers, so they kicked them out. And that's what this war is really all about, slapping down the people of Yemen so that they'll accept foreign puppet rule as part of the American empire. And I got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for the people of Yemen for all that they've had to endure at the hands of the Saudis. Cholera, possibly weaponized. all the bombings, the blockades, and they refused to bow. They refused to bend. A lot of courage on display over there. Now, as you know, NATO is in a period of expansion. And the thinking is that they want to bring former Warsaw Pact nations into NATO because it will weaken Russia and strengthen NATO. Well, that's the conventional thinking, but it really is less than accurate because the reality is those former Warsaw Pact nations were actually a drain on the Soviet Union. Those Central European nations have always lacked the coherence and the industrial base and the combined economic infrastructure to generate significant industrial, financial, and most of all, military power. So NATO is basically repeating the mistakes of the Warsaw Pact. But of course, Russia is still very, very nervous about this. Because they can see the U.S. and NATO are trying to surround Russia with these Russophobic puppet-ruled governments. Now, the U.S. is very anxious over the upcoming meeting between Putin and Merkel to be held on September 18th in Berlin, because the U.S. government fears a unification of Russian resources and German technology. It would be formidable. And the U.S., of course, is pursuing its own interests. But the leader of the German Left Party and Bundestag deputy Sarah Wagenknecht, in an interview with the Frankfurter Allgemeine newspaper, said the U.S. interests are contrary to European interests on the most important issues and not just the economic ones. With its wars for resources, the United States has destabilized the Middle East and continuing to do so in Iran. And Europe is indirectly having to pay for all this. And according to Wagenknecht, she's saying bad relations with Russia contradict Europe's interests. And so once again, all this sanctioning and tariffs and all the rest of it, it's pushing nations away from the United States' sphere of influence and driving them toward Russia and China. All right, let's take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to talk about Russia-China, but at first, you heard of that Dave Hodges, the Common Sense Show, right?
Yes.
Mike, I don't know. I think he's more loony than the Canadian currency at this point. He's saying, like, there's going to be martial law about the Cal exit, you know, with California splitting up. Remember he said, like, 2 years ago how there's Russian Spetsnaz in the U.S. that are going to, like, knock the power. I wish people
don't
listen to it.
I tend not to link to his site.
Yeah, he's I don't know, man. He's wishy-washy, to say the least. You know, I mean, I don't know. And, you know, they always have an informant, they say, you know, like, yeah, okay. Which makes me laugh. They always think they got somebody special that is telling this stuff. You know, Trump's not going to... Listen, if California was going to split off, Trump would say, see ya. I would say, see ya.
I thought that issue was dead. Well, you're talking Calexit and not splitting the state into three parts. That latter one is now officially dead.
Yeah.
Oh, a Calexit would trigger a new civil war. I mean, that's what triggered the last one. All these other states got sick and tired of an overbearing federal government, and they decided they wanted to go their own way. And we basically got into this civil war to reunify the nation, to bring the Confederacy back in, because the North was actually quite dependent on the South's industrial output, primarily cotton, and they needed those tax revenues. And that's really what the war was all about. Lincoln just used the issue of slavery to convince ordinary Americans to go on out and get shot on up for what was ultimately, as all wars are, economic.
You realize, though, if California split up, they'd be on their own. They wouldn't get no federal help with the wild. Like, look at the fires they got over there. They got, I mean, that place would collapse so quick. It'd be like worse than Venezuela because they're so ignorant over there. You know, they want to Cal-X them. Like, you know what that means? You're on your own. You know,
well, a lot of people pushing for Cal exit are also the same ones saying that really California should go back to belonging to Mexico. There's a movement out there. I think it's called Azatlan or something like that, where that's been their agenda for years. They're saying that, you know, forget about Sam Houston and General Santa Anna signing that paper, that California really belongs to Mexico, which, you know, if you look at how many Mexicans have now come over that border into there, it's looking more and more like it. Now, back when I lived in Southern California, California had a good economy. In fact, it standing by itself, I think it was the world's eighth most powerful economy, but not anymore. They're in serious economic trouble. Too much debt, too much money flowing out, taking care of the illegal immigrants and the refugees. The infrastructure is failing. They don't have money to fix that. They're in serious trouble, but then so's the entire country.
Sounds like Sweden and Italy, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, what do you, like, you know, remember when Cuomo the other day said that America's not that great anymore? You know,
yeah.
America's never been. Did you see the people on Fox News, the woman? Did you see them? She goes, what do you mean? We're great. We defeated communist Japan, which, you know, even if these people read off a script, they're stupid. They can't get even straight reading off a script. Reading off the teleprompter. Yeah, my God. She said, you know, we defeated Islamic radicals. I'm like, if that's true, then how come Islamic terrorism have increased, not only since 9/11, but since Iraq and all, it's increased tenfold. I mean,
yep.
This is how much BS Fox News is to push, you know, this agenda of don't question the flag, don't question anything, you know. But, like, you know who defeated Islamic terrorism in Syria? Russia, Iran,
yes.
And Hezbollah, and the Syrian army. That's who did
yep.
it. The United yep. States was dropping pamphlets. Remember that? Obama was dropping pamphlets.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Well,
they were
parachuting in supplies to the Islamic terrorists. I mean, that's the real scandal behind that. ISIS and Al-Qaeda were working for the United States. Getting on back to Cuomo, what he effectively said is things will not get better under the Democratic Party.
Mike, I don't think things are going to get better with any party as it is now. As you see what's going on with, like, Turkey and Russia and Europe and... Europe's got a lot of issues. We can see that. You know, I mean, they got problems. But so do we. But, Mike, I wanted to talk about Trump also. What do you make of Larry Kudlow and all these people coming out saying how great the economy is, but nothing's been fixed? Nothing's been changed. But they're counting how we're on a roll, you know, and even Drudge Report is posting this stuff. I mean, does anybody
actually
believe
it's an election season. It's an election season. Everybody's bragging and saying, we're doing a good job. The incumbents are always going to do it. But you're absolutely right. Paul Craig Roberts wrote an article, I think it was last week we were talking about it, where he says, you know, we're not seeing the actual signs of an improving economy. And one issue that he put on out there is this claim of record low unemployment doesn't jive with the fact that wages and salaries are still stagnant. Because when you have record low unemployment, wages and salaries start being forced upward to attract, you know, better workers to the workplace. That's not happening.
And Mike, real quick, I want to switch over to Russia using the Tu-160s and flying to that base. They're saying it's right next to Alaska. I mean, they're making it sound like they invaded Alaska. No. It's I mean, come on.
Well, we could ask Sarah Palin because she can see Russia from her front door.
I remember that.
Okay, Dustin, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting is standing here, hat in hand, begging for support. And we really need it. As everybody now sees, there's a war between corporate media and independent media. And we need your help. I mean, the big money is all behind the liars because they know the liars are going to make them more money. You can have the, you know, truth is easy to come by, but, you know, lying to the public is big business in the United States of America. They don't call it lying. They call it public relations or the evening news, but it's still lying. We're out here trying to get the truth to you. We're trying to keep you fully informed so you can make good choices, and we need your support because we're under attack. Our servers are under attack. They're going after our advertisers, and we just need your help. That's all I can say. This is very, very serious. So the postal address where you can send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719. extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And before we go back to the phones here, I got this very funny email saying election season is that time when your country really does become the land of promise. All right, back to Dustin in New Jersey. You wanted to talk about Russia, I think.
Yeah, no, Sarah Palin. But before I go back to that, I want to say, yeah, nobody listened to the A to Z media, the alphabet soup media. You know, you got to do your own research. Listen to Mike. He knows what he's talking about. Layla knows what she's talking about. Everybody yep. calling in pretty much knows, except Mitch. Everybody knows what they're talking about. But you know what I mean, Mike. You got to do... You got to be critical thinkers. You know, you got to think
yes.
for yourself. You know, that's it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, a thinking populace just scares the heck out of this government.
Rachel Maddow gets $30,000 a day. What do you think Sean Hannity, Jake Tapper, and all John Lemonhead's is getting paid? They're getting paid a lot of money to lie to you. That's why they're getting paid a lot of money. You know, so
that's
I mean,
absolutely right.
Yep.
You know, they get huge amounts of money for being very convincing liars, for having gravitas, for being able to stand there with their hair on fire and insist convincingly they can't smell any smoke.
You know, that's coming from me. I'm used to be a former CNN, Fox News, MSNBC alcoholic, you know, at the time, you know, but I woke up, because you can figure out the lies after a while. You know, you start to say, this is crap, you know? Well, hey, Mike, on Sarah Palin, like, is there anybody who actually voted for her and McCain? My God, I could see Russia from Alaska. She couldn't even see her own families messed up, you know? I mean, remember they had, like, a fight at a party? Everybody got beat up. I mean, she's whacked John McCain. I mean, who voted for those people?
I mean,
you know,
she basically launched her political career, you know, being a beauty queen. You know, and looking good in a bikini. And, she won the election as mayor of this town, and she did such a bad job, the town council actually had to hire a city manager to do her job for her. And then, of course, she got to be governor again because she looks good in a bathing suit. And that's a lousy way to run a government, okay? We got to stop voting the fashion. We got to stop voting, you know, what looks good. Because especially in politics, what looks good usually isn't very good at all.
Yep. Hey, Mike, remember Joe the Plumber, the whole thing with John McCain? Oh, my God. I mean, that's something I don't want to remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
What a joke, that whole. But, Mike, going back to Russia, Russia is saying, hey, man, you know, they got the kickback hypersonic missiles that they got that do Mach 5 and all this other stuff, you know. They're saying, hey, man, we can reach you, you know? I mean, come on, man, knock it off and let's go to, you know, let's talk. Let's go to the table. But, you know, there's that element that don't want to talk. And, Mike, I still don't get with Trump. He got rid of John Brennan's security clearance, but why did he do, like, all these people at once? Was he going to wait another 6 months to do James Clapper and Comey and, you know, like, and
well,
Mueller?
Apparently.
And, you know what I mean?
Apparently,
you know,
I mean, well, you know, the White House is saying these other security clearances are under consideration. I still want to find out if Hillary Clinton still has her security clearance because she shouldn't. Because even if we take James Comey's testimony on that or that statement on his press conference at face value, Hillary Clinton has a history of being careless with classified information. She should not have a security clearance.
None of them should, Mike. If you leave a corporation, does that mean, like, you can just walk back into the building after you left? You know what I mean? Like,
nope.
There should be no access to any of that information. But you know what, Mike? The problem is there's a left behind. The left behind are going to leak all that.
Yeah, that's the problem there. Anyway, listen, Dustin, got to let you go. Got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the telephones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, Dustin made a good point. When you leave a company or corporation, or you leave the military, which is a corporation, I lost my my security clearance, and I understand why. You know, you leave the military, yeah, and you hand that stuff over, and you can't just simply now enter the military base. I can't walk on the flight line and go to my old aircraft and walk on board because of all the sensitive, you know, gadgetry, the instruments there. But that's reasonable to think that you lose your security clearance once you leave your job. No job lets you have authorization to come back in once you leave the job. And so I just can't understand why, you know, this is a good opportunity to make that point, and nobody on the team should have any authorization, any security clearance any longer. If you're part of the old team, you can't have it. If you're part of the existing team, you get it. If you are not on the team any longer, well, you don't get your security clearance. So that's a good point to make, and I think that's what Donald Trump needs to say. We're handing out authorization, secret authorization, to people that shouldn't have it. I mean, you talk about the military oath, you know, protecting your country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, some of these people are not on the team any longer, and they're actually become the enemy of the state and enemy of the people. So good reason to now say this is it. We're going to now restrict the authorization and start pulling them. And that's, yeah, you're legal to do so. You should be doing so.
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. These people are definitely not friends of Trump, and the Trump White House has been plagued with all kinds of leaks ever since Trump came on in. It leaks like a colander, and these people who still have their security clearances and are able to access information, even though they no longer work for the government, some of those may be the leakers. And again, it makes absolute sense. When you leave your job that requires a security clearance and you don't need that clearance anymore, it should be revoked. And you went through that. I went through that. It just makes common sense.
It does. It does. Hey, you also mentioned something about California splitting. And I had Paul Preston on my show from Agenda 21 Radio. And
okay, before we do that, before we do that, I have a postscript on the security clearance issue. Remember Oppenheimer, who was instrumental in building the nuclear bomb?
Yes.
After the Manhattan Project was over, he lost his security clearance. He wasn't even allowed to look at papers he himself had written.
Wow. That is interesting. Okay, yep. Real quick here, you mentioned, somebody mentioned, I think maybe just Dustin mentioned something about Agenda 21, or not Agenda 21, but New California, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I had Paul Preston on my show about 2 weeks ago, and he is very active in the New California project of the agenda there, looking at West Virginia as the basically the base of being able to split up California there. And so anybody of your California listeners are listening in and want to get involved and know more what Paul Preston's doing, here's the website that is keeping you up to date. It's newcaliforniastate.com. And there's quite a bit going on in August with meetings and grouping and stuff like that. So just keep abroad what's going on there. NewCaliforniaState.com. That's it.
Okay. I'm going to post a link to it right now. Anything else, Steve?
That's it for me. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to switch over to Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. This is a little late, but it's about the British involvement in the U.S. Civil War. Apparently, their economy grew during the U.S. Civil War, and some of the reasons are that the Brits, even though they controlled India and Egypt, they also wanted the cotton from the South. Furthermore, they were able to sell all of the equipment, guns, cannons, rifles, bullets, uniforms, steel plating, engines, all sorts of things that are needed during a war. And then secondly, both North and South needed to sell in bonds on the international markets to raise money for the war, and Britain was the holder of these bonds. Then again, there were also something like huge numbers of thousands of Brits who came over as volunteers. In fact, even as surgeons, the name Mayo is one of those that still survives very famously in the U.S. And I personally often wonder if the Brits, the negotiators, made a deal with the Americans: if we help you out, do not invade our colony in Canada, because there were a few, on the fringe, there were some who tried to invade Canada and failed. So that's all I have to say.
At one point, Canada tried to invade the U.S. and failed. But with regard to the financing of the Civil War,
I'm sorry, Canada's imperial plans are a joke. Forgive me.
Well, they did manage to burn the White House, so which is why it's white instead of its original blue color. Getting on back to the financing, the fact of the matter is that the European bankers, which included Great Britain, were not at all sympathetic to the Union because of Lincoln's greenback. Lincoln did not want to put the nation into debt to fight the war. And so he invoked his authority as president to issue a new currency called the greenback. And it worked so well that Lincoln planned to continue the practice after the Civil War was over. Some of the vitriol that was coming out of the European press regarding Lincoln's banknotes. I mean, if you read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, there's a quote in there from the London media saying this has to be destroyed. So the bondholders in Europe were definitely not on the side of the Union.
Maybe not in Europe, but I think Britain is always considered the continent separate from Britain. But wasn't Lincoln heavily tied up with a lot of the industrialists that built the railroad. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've done that reading. I don't have anything in front of me that I can refer to. But
well, you mean, as president, certainly he was. Before that, you know, I think only tangentially. I mean, he was basically a lawyer. And then he got into politics. But obviously, as president, you know, he would have or should have had close relations with all kinds of industrialists.
Well, a guy from a log cabin out of nowhere who was abandoned by his father and disliked by his stepmother becomes president. Somebody had to finance his rise. It wasn't just his marvelous eloquence. So I would wonder who it was. And like anybody who's recruited to become a leader, somebody has to be bankrolling you.
You also need to remember that back in Lincoln's time, elections were a lot less expensive. It was basically newspaper coverage and railroad trips, train trips.
Yes, and
whistle stopping.
It was on those railroad trips that apparently there was an assassination attempt against Lincoln, but that
yes.
Those who were behind him were able to help him evade the assassination attempt. I mean, there's very little of what. I don't care what it is, whether it's ancient history or very recent history. We only know what we're told. And there are a lot of contradictions in the things that we read. And there's
yes.
very little for us to actually verify. Unless we ourselves are eyewitnesses to events, we rely on other people's versions. And whether or not it was innocent misinterpretation, we nothing is ever really known for certain unless we were there. Wasn't that the title of one of those, and you were there? Who was that famous? Anyway.
You were there, and I don't know. I'm thinking it may have been Walter Cronkite who did that.
Think it was Cronkite. The other one I was thinking of is the one who preceded him, the one who had the affair with Churchill's daughter-in-law, that Churchill used as a courtesan. You're familiar with her and her role in also building up Bill Clinton?
Not really. Anyway, Layla, got to let you go. Got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. Got a lot of news to get through before the Lady Claire shows up here. So thank you for the phone call. Don't forget, you're our third hour guest next Wednesday, and we're going to switch to Jesse in Houston. Aloha, Jesse. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
You're on the air. Yeah, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the economy and how,
yes.
You know, there's really no getting out of a situation once you're in it. I'm 26 now, and I met my wife when I was just turning 18. And at that time, we didn't have no jobs or anything. We finally found a job. And, you know, through this capitalist system, you're supposed to, you know, grow over time. I guess financially or whatever. And we are basically in the same boat that we were in when we were 18. And it's been about 10 years now almost.
Yes.
And she has a job and I have a job. We are both working and we are not even able to like stack up a little bit of money for ourselves.
Yep.
Things keep happening in order for us to have to waste all of our money, especially when income tax season comes, you know, all
yes.
the bills and, I get pulled over a lot because I don't have a license. When I was 16, I got my license revoked because I was driving. And ever since then, I haven't been able to get my license. So now I'm constantly getting pulled over and I'm not even able to drive. And that's the other point I wanted to get to really quick, was that I'm not able to get my license, and I'm actually a citizen. I'm half black, African-American. I'm also half Mexican-American. And I'm unable to get my license. It's just not – I'm unable to happen. Every time I go to DMV, it doesn't happen. And everywhere I go, and I live in a small area here in Houston, and there's – I mean, so many immigrants or illegals or whatever you want to call them, and I'm not racist or anything, but they're just driving in their cars, and some of them don't even know how to drive. and they're just like nothing. I mean, I can't even explain it because I get so irritated about how these guys are just, they're going around doing whatever they want and they don't get nothing. I mean, they get pulled over and they don't even get like deported or anything. Like, and I hear you talking about this all the time. I'm a 2-year listener and a first time caller. And I hear you talking about this all the time, about how they're just doing, they might as well just get rid of that Section 8 thing you've been talking about, how the laws,
Title 8.
The immigration or whatever.
Yeah, Title 8.
Yeah,
they're not being enforced, there's no question about it. Okay, well, listen, Jesse, you know, I deeply empathize with the situation that you and your wife are in. And all I can say to you is you didn't deserve to be put in this situation. You didn't do anything wrong. It was done to you. And it's being done to you by the money junkies in Wall Street. It's being done to you by the government that has basically put us in a wartime economy where we're all struggling to just get by. Meanwhile, we're being fed these lies about what a great economy it is and how, you know, unemployment is at record lows and the usual kind of bovine excrement we get fed going into an election. So, Jesse, all I can say is I wish you good luck, especially about getting back your driver's license, because, you know, without that, I can understand you're in a world of hurt. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I might as well be an immigrant. Like you said about the businesses, I live in like I said, a small part in Houston. It's actually called Baycliff. And from here to actual Houston, the town, there's little shopping centers, and there's about, you know, maybe about 7 or 8 stores in each shopping center, and maybe about 4 of them are open, and the rest are all, you know, leasing. Ready to lease.
Yeah, we're seeing that here. In fact, Claire and I, we don't eat out a lot because of our economic realities, but because last night was the first night of choir for this season, we decided Claire didn't, you know, want to cook. I didn't want her to cook either because of her back issue. And we used to go down to the bottom of the hill to Tony Roma's. And we went on down there and walked up, closed. Gone out of business. Not only that, a second restaurant in the same shopping center, just tinfoiled over the windows. They're dropping like flies. The economy is in horrible, horrible shape. And ordinary Americans like you and I, we don't have any more money to pump back into it. And that's just the hard reality. Anyway, Jesse, good luck. I hope things get better for you. And let's switch over to Keith Rogers.
One more thing. Real quick.
Quick.
Oh, he hung up on me. Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to say listening to your radio show has opened my mind up so much. And listening to Layla, Dustin, all you guys are really, really good. And I just want to say I love listening to your show, and I'm listening every day. All right. Well, thank you, Mike.
Well, thank you very much. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Keith Rogers. Keith, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, if you want to hold me over after your break there, which is coming up, by the way.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes where you can talk, and then I'll take you over the commercial break. So you've got time to start.
Well, all right. Yeah, I was going to tell you here, there's a new video on YouTube on Randy Weaver. It's from up in Kalispell. It's on YouTube there. And it's an awesome video to watch exactly what his entire family went to as eyewitnessing, from all the events, what he had to go through in court, all that stuff. The title of the video is Randy Weaver from Ruby Ridge, live from Montana. And like I say, it's a darn good video. Anyway, the reason I called, though, is on my show, I always try to do human interest stuff. On Sundays, as a plug for the show. Anyway, there's this nice Jewish kid here. He's a former IDF soldier. He's over here in our area picking melons and stuff like that. And I got to talking with him around the campfire before they went to level 2 restrictions on fires. But anyway, I got talking to him about a little bit of history and stuff. And he didn't know a lot of stuff. And I kind of threw out this thing about, you know, Hitler didn't kill anyone. And he looked at me really weird. And I says, Mao didn't kill anyone. Paul Potts didn't kill anyone. George Bush didn't kill anyone, you know. And I kind of went down this thing, and he kind of looked at me kind of weird like that. And I says, you know, it was those people that were out there just following orders And he mumbled something in Hebrew. And I looked at his, he has a little French girlfriend, she's really cute. And I says, what does that translate to? And she said, grunts. And he caught on, see? But, you know, these are these human interest things where people go out and they do things. And so that's why I get so, you know, when I've ever talked to you for how many years now about pluralisms, you know, like our country, our military, stuff like that, all this stuff is being done in our names and stuff, you know. And a lot of people don't realize what's going on. And then, like the soldier today, they go out and they do all the dirty work, and these guys are out golfing while they're doing the dirty work, all the presidents and stuff.
All right. Well, listen, Keith, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'll come right back to you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at Fox News right now, and they're running a story. Neil Cavuto is doing this thing about how tomorrow is the most popular day to have a wedding on, which I couldn't go on living without knowing that, right? So as good as Fox News has been with, like, Hannity and Tucker Carlson, It seems to be deteriorating rapidly as well. All right, let's go back to the phones. We're talking with Keith Rogers, you're absolutely right that all these people that we've been taught to revile, like Mao or Pol Pot or Adolf Hitler, didn't kill anyone themselves personally, although in theory we're told Hitler shot himself. That may also be another lie. But it was all those people that were gathered around them that just sold their souls for slogans and for wishful thinking. And we're seeing the same thing happening in this country right now with groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who are out there openly saying, yeah, it's okay for us to be violent with those we disagree with.
Right. Well, my show highlights for Sunday is going to be basically the selling of a president. You know, it's like Obama's Hope and Change, Trump's Make America Great Again. But, you know, this is the premise behind this, Mike, and I don't like to cut into your show or anything like that, but you and I are old enough to know that out of the decades of living like that, we have watched this country continually go downhill. We have millions of starving, tens of millions of jobless, millions of homeless, and has any of that ever been reversed? No. Like I say, these politicians out doing their golfing, we find out with the massive, even if you got a scan through your webpage right now, we see the massive corporate fraud, the insider trading that's going on. These are the same politicians that are elected into office, and nothing's getting done. Just as much as if Trump out there tweeting away like mad, he should be out there fixing the economy, but they've got him so diverted on this other crap, you know.
Well, that's definitely one issue where, you know, he's having to fend off these political attacks. But the other side of it may be that I don't think this economy can be fixed. And I think what we're seeing
right now
is those who have the ability to do so are simply looting the system. In fact, over at our online store, we have a coffee mug that says the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And that is, I think, the stage we've reached. I made that coffee cup like years and years and years ago, but it's certainly relevant today.
Yeah, and did you see that? I sent you an email about that satanic statue they erected over there in that City Hall Square there. You know, this is the point, though. The country is going downhill morality-wise is the worst portion like that, but when you... I mean, I sit here and I think of, like, Americans. It's a weekend coming up here, barbecues, all stuff like that. In the meantime, those people acting under the just following orders are out there bombing thousands of people to death, regardless of what country they belong in, like that. And this country, all people can worry about is plastic straws being banned in California.
Yeah, I know.
What priorities, you know?
Okay.
My love,
anyway,
you, okay?
Listen.
Tell Claire hi.
All right, Keith, got to let you go. Gotta let you go, and we'll be back after station identification.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.